This is Roland Hills Police Chief Gideon Lickwater here, and we'd like to welcome you to a new feature in the world of the Chronicles of Wallace Sprague, dog psychiatrist, called Flashback. This is where we bring you a little bit of Roland Hills history. Today, we flash all the way back to Officer Jerry's first performance review as Roland Hills deputy. Thank you, kindly.
Oh, hey. Good morning, Chief Gideon.
Good morning, Jerry. Been waiting here long?
Just a couple of hours. I'm a little nervous.
No need to be. Happy first work anniversary.
Thank you, Chief. Thank you kindly.
Sit down, Jerry.
Ooh, are those crust sagels? Yum. I smell chipotle bacon.
Well, this one's for you.
Oh. Brazil nut and lavender. I'm sure that's good, too.
So, Jerry?
Yes?
It's been exactly 1 year since you joined the Roland Hills Police Department as my valued deputy.
Yes, that's true.
Which means it's time for your first annual performance review. Hold on. I see that this cross eagle is the perfect temperature for my enthusiastic consumption. That's good. Whoever invented the Corsagle is a genius. You all right?
I'm sure then. Just a little chunky.
Oh, too bad. Mine's yummy. where were we?
My performance review for my first year at the job. Can I have some of your water?
I don't think that's advisable, germ-wise.
Maybe if you pour it into a cup or my hands.
All right, then. Hold them out.
Thank you, Chief.
You got some good-sized hands there. Got some water on your face. Use your sleeve. The napkins are mine. Now, for your performance review, Deputy Jerry M. Peterbeck.
Yes, sir.
You've been with the department exactly 12 months now. 1 full year.
Yes, I have.
I remember the day you walked in here, all hopeful and smiley, big patches of stubble on your face.
I was still learning how to shave. Yes?
My first impression was rough around the edges and maybe not that smart, but I think I'll be able to do something with them. And you have completely proved me right.
That's it.
Let's review your accomplishments for the year.
That's a lot of pages.
Well, some of it's my grocery list. Here we are. We'll start with keeping public order. You're really shone in that department, deputy. I see 4 instances of turning neglected flower pots toward the sun so the whole plant may receive equal benefit. Very important. 6 instances of picking up errant tissues and other discarded personal items from public places.
That was gross.
And 14 instances of helping old ladies across the street.
Yes, even when they did not want such help.
How is that left shin?
Was purple, now green. Mrs. Lieberman sure is spunky.
Milk. Oh, sorry, that's my grocery list. 11 instances of resolving noise complaints by using the shush method. Excellent.
I practice an hour a day.
And consistently high marks for being responsive.
At your service.
In conclusion, just about everything that's been written about you is very favorable, from what I see.
Just about? And didn't you write it?
There does seem to be one black mark on your otherwise fine record.
What? There is? Really? What?
Now, calm down, Jerry. There seems to be an incident on March 7th, over which an anonymous complaint was made.
March 7th? Well, that was my first week on the job. I got a complaint? Oh, no. From who? Who's the complaint?
Calm down. What's now. It? As I said, it was anonymous. But I'd like to read the contents to you. if I may.
Oh, please do, Chief Gideon. I am eager to hear.
On the evening of March 7th, I witnessed Officer Jerry Peterbeck approaching the house I knew to be the residence of Dr. and Mrs. Wallace Sprague. I also knew that the doctor, Wallace, was out of town at a medical conference and their twin daughters were on a sleepover.
Uh-oh.
I witnessed new Officer Jerry ring the bell of the Sprague home, and the door answered by Lorette Sprague. Mrs. Sprague grabbed Officer Jerry by the shirt and pulled him inside. I further witnessed the silhouettes of both parties chasing each other around the living room several times, sometimes in a skipping manner, and up the stairs where I presume was the location of the Sprague master bedroom.
It is, right at the top of the stairs, and is that it?
That's not enough.
Permission to access my notes, sir.
What?
I want to see what I wrote in my diary.
You have a diary?
Sure do, because life is so exciting, I don't want to forget one minute.
Go ahead.
I carry it in my back pocket here. Hello, Moira.
Moira?
I call her Moira. All right, March 7th, you say.
There was more than one incident that matches such a description?
Not exactly. Anyway, let's see. Uh-huh. Ah, wait. Here it is. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Well, well. Oh, phew.
Can you stop that? I mean, what does it say?
It reflects I did make a visit to the Sprague residence that evening at the request of Mrs. Sprague, who called in to report a suspicion of a peeping Tom on the premises. You know, that's when people...
I know what a peeping Tom is.
Then we then... Well, I'll skip over that part. Unless you want to hear it.
I do not.
All right. So it says here, I did find evidence of a voyeur. Love that word. Voyeur. So fancy. Including a pair of beady eyes staring through the bedroom window.
Beady?
Some fresh footprints of heavy shoes around the property. Shoes just like mine, but in a size much smaller.
Not that much smaller. Go on.
That's it.
So you confessed to visiting Mrs. Sprague that evening.
Oh, according to Moira, and she's never wrong. Yeah, I almost forgot this part. Lorette wanted me to call out someone else's name right as we both, and I screamed, St. Augustine!
Yes, I know.
It was the only name I could think of. What?
Why would you visit the home of a married woman when her husband and children weren't there?
Sounds like the answer is built right into that question.
Jerry?
Well, according to Moira, Lorette expressed that she wanted to welcome me to town. She made me feel very welcome for several weeks. Then, a lot of tear-stained entries once Francois started with his all-inclusive linen deliveries. But I'm over it now. Mostly.
Yeah. Give me that.
Moira! No, don't hurt her.
How could you do such a thing? Lorette's married.
Well, I didn't know that at the time.
You couldn't tell by being in her house with all her Dr. Sprague things all around?
No, I just thought she had a taste for men's fashion. But I think a lot of blood was rushing away from my brain to my little deputy. Ow, my head! It's okay, Moira. I've got you. You're safe with Daddy.
Ew. Well, this is very disappointing, Jerry. I'll have to think about how we handle this.
But Lorette and I were consenting adults. She's very consenting and flexible. Her hip joints go to a 90-degree angle.
Jerry!
The peeping Tom is the one who broke the law. I made a note that I took a cast of the footprint. It's in my locker.
Huh? You what?
And Lorette had a video camera on the property. You can hardly make out the voyeur in the darkness, but he had a distinct loping kind of gait. Not much different from yours, Chief Gideon, now that I think about it. Maybe I should take a look at that again.
Never mind. No need. I think we can wrap it up now, Jerry. Keep up the good work. I see a long and illustrious career for you here in Rolling Hills.
Sure thing. Wow, that wasn't so bad. And look, my crystal is softening. Pass the ketchup, will you, Chief Gideon?
Sure thing.
Maybe we can go out tonight and celebrate. Maybe a movie. How about some frozen yogurt? And my feet are kind of rough. Maybe we can do a mani-pedi together.
No, I don't dip my feet into other people's water.
Sure thing. This episode of Flashback
was written by Kate Allen, directed by David Arrow, sound design and sound editing by Jake McGuire, featuring David Arrow as Police Chief Gideon Lickwater, and George Sheffy as yours truly, Officer Jerry Peterbeck. Signing out.
Yeah, Jerry, you forgot to tell them to download, rate, and review on your favorite streaming platforms, so we can keep making these things.
Okay, sure thing. Download, subscribe, and rate.
Oh,
and...
Jerry, I already told them. Dismissed.
Okay. Oh, look over there. You need help crossing the street there, ma'am?
Jerry, that you again?
Hold on. I'll help you.
Let go of me.
Ow, stop hitting me.